News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in once again for Meg. This is the half hour, actually a full hour, with Cannell & Company. We have Will Maben in the studio with me, as well as James Dare from Quality Roofing Solutions. You just heard James in the last half hour. Welcome back to the show, sirs.
Thank you. Thanks. Welcome back, James.
Absolutely. So, Will, tell me a little bit about Cannell & Company. What can people expect if they partner up with you?
Well, first-class service. A professional working for them, as opposed to just hoping that you're going to get somebody with that kind of experience. Education goes into our business quite a bit, and it's ever-changing.
Okay, so tell me about the education piece of that. When you say education goes into our business, right. you're educating the customers.
It's
you're
all of it.
Yeah,
but mostly we're talking about the markets and learning interest rates, what to expect. Is there a crystal ball? I hadn't found it yet, but we're looking for it. You know, all the information out there possible. For instance, the interest rates right now are on the rise. Due to inflation concerns and, of course, global uncertainty.
Right.
But there's a lot of topics that I want to talk about, like the new tax cut for our property taxes.
Yeah, so the governor put out his proposal for the property tax relief, and what's your take on that?
Well, my take is I see it saving you and me as homeowners somewhere between $100 and $300 a month. Mm-hmm. Now, it won't do that for rental properties or a business, a larger corporation, owning multiple properties. They're not going to get that break. That is just for you, me, and my family home. And it will impact our services, but we're in a state that also ran at a surplus last year instead of a deficit. So is there extra room there that we could actually help our long-term citizens ease the burden of this financial questions right now? You know, with all the inflation and everything else. I see it as a huge opportunity for everybody, and lowering your monthly payment by $300 a month would not be bad.
Yeah, and I know the governor's pitch on it has been, especially if you own your home free and clear, you're still renting it from the government. That's been kind of his his pitch to
voters. And the homesteading, and we've had Bubba Peters on in the past to talk about this, but the homesteading, it's also great for the portability and your ability to, with recent jumps in prices, your taxes can only go up a certain percentage every year as long as you're homesteaded. So if the prices jump 10% on your home and the county says it's this amount, well, it can only go up 3% on that number, not the 10% it actually went up. Mm-hmm. And that becomes a portability thing where you can take it with you.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of great topics that we could talk about in this, and I see it as an opportunity for everybody. And you can actually homestead your property as long as you own it as of January 1st of this year. You'll be able to homestead for the upcoming year each time around. And homesteading has to be completed by March 1st.
Yeah. I would guess most homeowners are taking advantage of that, aren't they?
Most of them are. It makes sense. I don't see many people that don't.
Absolutely. So I do want to bring James Dare into the conversation as well. I know that one of the great things about partnering up with a realtor is that realtors will kind of help you connect with every service that you need, especially whether you're buying or selling. You have those relationships in the community to bring partners like Quality Roofing in to go, hey, we might have some issues that need to be addressed either pre or post sale. So talk to me about that.
Well, I tell people that I'm the guy that knows the guy. And it works.
I'm the guy he knows.
Right. Well, and among others, you're my go-to for roofing.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they do a quality job. Mm-hmm. They stand behind their work. And when they say it's going to get done, it gets done. So I like those features, and I can call him up and just, hey, what's it going to cost? give me, and he takes care of everything for me, and I'm able to be right in front of that.
Yeah. I mean, you were saying $100 to $300 a month on property taxes and everything. Quality Roofing does financing as well. So we have third-party financing company that we go through. Mm-hmm. But most roofs can be financed for around that amount. So, hey, keep us in mind. If it does pass and you don't have to pay those property taxes, but your roof is getting old, we can help you out with that.
That's brilliant. Sure.
That's right.
Right. So. You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, right? That's right. We got really favorable terms. I mean, I think they go like 5 to 20 year terms. Not that anybody's going to take 20 years to pay off a roof, but there's no early payoff penalty either. Right. So it makes the payments nice and affordable. Right. Yeah,
and then you pay more when you can.
Yeah, that's right. You get your bonus check at the end of the year. You pay the roof off and stuff like that. So yeah, it works out pretty good.
Hmm. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. We try to make it as simple as possible. We do, not a lot of people, some people know about it, but we do payment at closing as well. So if you have a customer that's selling a house, we can put the roof on right before the close, and then they can pay out of the proceeds of the house. So there's don't have to have any money out of pocket for that. Mm. It's a good tool for a lot of realtors.
This is a feature we've used several occasions.
That's right.
And it works great. So.
And why you need to call Will if you're selling your house is because he can let you know that. And like, hey, well, your roof is 15 years old, so when we go to sell it, no insurance company is going to pick up your old roof. You're going to have to put a new one on. So you can. That's part of that educational piece that you offer too.
Exactly, and it's definitely a need here in Florida. We've got to take care of our roofs. I heard that you guys talked about roof maintenance and things you could do in the other show. Is there anything like going into right now I could do, or how about during a storm if I am having problems, what should I do?
Yeah, hopefully we were able to carry some listeners over, but if you just turned on, Quality Roofing does a roof certification inspection. We do free estimates. So if you think your roof is old, we can give you a free estimate. If you're not sure of your condition of your roof, or you want to do like storm preparedness, it's $150. We come out, we take a look at the roof, we document and quote any repairs that are needed to make your roof sound before a storm. And then when we're out there, we capture all the information that we need for your house. So heaven forbid, storm happens, half of your roof blows off. You can call us. We already have all your information. We have your name. We have your email address. We have your phone number. We have the measurements for your roof. We can get you a quote, you know, pretty quick after a storm. So you can get on that list of like a preferred customer, you know, so that you can. If I've already been to your house and know what you need, I'm going to put a priority to getting you a price before somebody that I have no idea what their house looks like. You know, I've got to get out there. I got to take pictures. I got to measure all that kind of stuff. So if you want to be prepared for a storm and be ready for that thing to come in, get out there. We take before pictures. So what does your roof look like before the storm? And then after the storm, we can take the after pictures. What does your roof look like now? You can give those to your insurance company and say, hey, look, this isn't age. This isn't something that was pre-existing. This happened because of the storm.
And how do they get a hold of you, James?
They can give us a call, 850-788-7691. And I always tell people, like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you're on a menu, you want that special item, you got to ask for it. You got to ask for a request that sirloin steak by name, right? So when you call Quality, you got to ask for James Dare. So I always tell everybody.
Did you just refer to yourself like
the high end steak.
The high end steak.
At least you have
standards.
Like, you know, McGuire's, Jackson, they're high end restaurants, right. But there's that $100 burger.
James
McGuire's.
Dare.
That's right. I'm that $100 burger.
Will Maben and James Dare, our guest. Will's from Cannell & Company, and James is from Quality Roofing Solutions. If you have any questions today, 437-1620. Questions about realty, questions about roofing. I know that when we moved to the area, that the roof was actually a big point of contention because we were trying to set up insurance for our home, and they're like, hey, that roof is already 15 years old. Not going to cover it. So we had to work with the homeowner and work out something to make that happen. So obviously on the front end, again, whether you're buying or selling, you need to be aware of if you're the seller, is my roof a liability to me selling the home? And if you're the buyer, hey, what needs to be addressed? And having, again, a realtor who's in your corner like you to be able to say, well, we can connect you with James over here and take care of that. That's important.
Very important. And James is just one, but I also have the insurance companies, and you know, any contact we need to get from first meet to keys in your hand and anything along the way.
Mm-hmm. So electricians, plumbers.
You name them.
Anything.
Anything.
You've probably seen it all.
Lawn keepers. Yes.
Yeah.
You can reach me. I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay, sounds good. And so if people partner up with Cannell & Company, what's the difference between you and maybe other realtors in the area?
Did I answer that? First-class service?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we started with that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, well, I can add something to that. Yeah. Will had a deal where he was representing a buyer. He wasn't listing the home. He was just working with the person buying the house. The person buying the house knew that he had to have a roof replaced. And nothing against the guy selling the house. He didn't want to give away his equity on his house. And so he was paying for basically a standard roof. No upgrades, no add-ons or things that can help you save money on your homeowner's insurance. Mm-hmm. And he had another roofer that was going to just basically put on that standard roof. So what Will was able to do is he worked with the seller and the buyer, and we negotiated basically that the buyer paid for a few upgrades, like the better underlayment, hurricane clips, and that saves potentially thousands of dollars on your homeowner's insurance a year. And so the buyer was able to actually get those upgrades at a very small cost with the roof replacement, and the seller didn't have to pay any more than what he was already planning for the roof. And so that's something that Will did. You know, he worked out the deal together, and so really, really high class. The negotiating, the educational piece, you know, most realtors, I would say there's quite a few realtors out there that, you know, once you're in the house, they got their commission. Mm-hmm. So if your insurance goes up by $3,000 3 months after you move in, you know, it is what it is, but
I don't want it to be that way.
That's right.
I'd rather sell them or their children a house.
That's right.
Maybe their great-grandchildren a house. Who knows?
Okay. Right. If you have any questions for our guest, 437-1620, we do have a question for Will. So does Cannell & Company do property management or have a recommendation?
Well, we certainly have a recommendation, and some agents will do some property management. I currently do not do outside property management.
Okay.
Yes, and reach out to me. I'm happy to get you a contact for that. You can reach me at 850-261-7020.
Okay. Is now a good time to sell a home? What's the market been like?
Well, the market has been hot, and one thing that it has been continually going on is our average median price has continued to inch up.
Mm.
So that shows that we're not seeing big numbers, but we're seeing month over month increases in our median averages, meaning that everybody's property value is going up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That has been huge. We've been waiting for it to drop down. Everything has gone back to our pre-COVID averages. So, you know, kind of what the traditional market looked like beforehand, because there's nothing happening big, like major storms or big migration events bringing people. But our market has consistently increased in value. And recently, it's averaged over 4% a year for the last 20 years. So we're a good, consistent market.
Mm-hmm.
To answer on, is it a good time to list? Well, we're seeing a lot of listings on the market now, but one more time, it's just back to the pre-COVID levels. So, you know, they're just not flying right off the shelf. There's variety out there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question along those lines.
Okay.
So I was just thinking about my own personal situation. If I had I have six kids. I think that they're supposed to be listening today. So shout out to my wife and kids if they're listening right now. But we live in a smaller house, and we've been thinking about maybe updating. Would a customer or somebody that's, you know, maybe they've outgrown their current space, would they be able to talk to you to find out if it's better for them to do an add-on or to upgrade houses completely, like sell their current house and move into a bigger house and see if they have enough equity? Is that a conversation that you
Absolutely.
Would have with a customer for that?
And there's times where it doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to move it? You can freshen some things up and have your dream home back. And then there's other times where, well, maybe your family has shrunk. I'm an empty nester, so we had to downsize.
You're on the other side of my problem.
I am on the other side of your problem. And, you know, vice versa, similar to your growing family, well, maybe the house isn't the dream house anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be somebody else's dream.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
And so, yes, and that would be a fun conversation. So those are the fun ones.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. What about like looking at that? You have recommendations versus new construction versus buying maybe an older house?
Well, I really love the older houses. And, you know, the thing is they've been there through every storm. And for as long as they were put there, they don't get the protection. They are what protects. But the insurance companies do not like older homes. So the downside is you pay more for that older home in the long run. It just in insurance, my insurance bill on a 1972 home versus a 2025 home is one's $4,000, the other one's $800.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's a huge difference.
That's significant.
Close to $300 a month.
So, I mean, that makes a big difference in affordability, too. Like
it makes a difference in everything, and that's just the insurance.
Because it's escrowed, right?
Correct.
With the insurance, yeah. So,
right, it's your monthly payment.
Your mortgage payment and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So what are some things people should be thinking about as they prepare to sell their home?
Well, one, curb appeal. Make sure it is show ready. You want to have a good, clean house. Nothing sells a house faster than it being clean and ready to go. Nothing kills a sale faster than a strange smell, because people stop looking at where they would put furniture and they're now looking for what is that smell.
I never thought about that. That's funny.
There's nothing that changes a sale faster than that. So different things like that, but definitely cleanliness is the key. A lot of things you can't change, but go ahead and do some of that deferred maintenance that you haven't done, where you change your air filters and dust the baseboards and get it clean. You also want it well lit. People love sunshine.
Yeah.
So if you have natural light, get that natural light in there.
Mm-hmm. Which you've talked about hooking customers up with house cleaners too. Like right before they go listing and everything.
I'm
like
the
that?
Guy that knows the guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would imagine doing some of that upkeep beforehand will also impact the selling price that you mentioned before as well.
It usually does. It will help keep a more solid offer on the table. If they believe that you're weak, well, they're naturally going to go lower and lower. And having it dirty is one of those things.
Yeah. So if somebody adds a new roof or they add a new water heater, things like that, is that going to ultimately impact the selling price as well or not so much?
Well, a new roof is going to affect the value, also make it cheaper every month for your payments because your insurance prices go down. That new roof is so valuable that we have a roofer on the show right now. Give us your contact information.
Yeah, you can reach me, James Dare with Quality Roofing. I'll go ahead and give out my personal cell too, 850-903-3311, by phone call or by text, 850-903-3311.
Okay, yeah. And so yes, and while it also makes it cheaper to cool your house with a newer roof and everything working properly, it's also cheaper on insurance, so you end up saving in the long run anyway, and you're safer in your house.
Absolutely.
Now, I got another question for you, Will, that comes up a lot of times when I'm talking to homeowners getting ready to sell their house. They always ask me, should I put the roof on before I list the house, or should I just, with the listing, say it, that when we, before we close, there'll be a new roof? Which do you think is better?
Well, it definitely shows better with a brand new roof on it. But at the same time, if somebody wanted to change a color or something like that, it's also an option if you waited. Yeah. I do believe that it shows better in the beginning, and getting people over to see your house is the biggest part of this job.
Yeah.
So you would want to make the best first impression possible.
Oh, that's a. I just thought about that too. Something I've been doing for my real estate agents that have listings, I've been leaving behind a color sample book mm-hmm. on the kitchen counter. So when they show the house and the listing says new roof
right.
before closing, the potential buyer can actually pick up the book and be like, oh, I like that black shingle right there.
Boom. Exactly. So
it helps them buy in a little bit more, gets right. that buyer a little bit more like, oh, yeah. This is going to be my house.
This is going to be mine, and I want
right.
that color.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
That's the fun part of buying.
Yeah.
So, yes, it does. It helps, but, you know, that's kind of a double-edged sword, just having a new roof being put on. And like James said, they offer the service where they'll just wait and get paid at closing.
That's right.
Which has worked very well for many buyers along the way.
Yeah, I mean, we can help out either side because we have, like I said earlier, we have financing too. So mm-hmm. if you're getting ready to list the house, right, you can do financing. More than likely, your house is going to be sold in 6 months as long as you go with Will because mm-hmm. he's going to price it right to move quickly, in a fair market and do that education, that research. And so, I mean, you're going to be able to pay off the loan within that 6 months anyway. So you're going to have a small monthly payment.
You just pay it off at the time of closing.
That's right. So or you can wait and then pay at closing. So either way, we have you covered. Mm-hmm. We can do it with no money out of pocket. So
Will Maben from Cannell & Company, our guest. Also James Dare from Quality Roofing Solutions. 437-1620 if you have any questions. Will, are you seeing customers still kind of tour homes and say that they're willing to put a little elbow grease into it, or are they looking for homes that are more move-in ready?
Both.
Okay.
That depends on the person. Some mm-hmm. people are just busy and they want it to be right the first time. Go in the door, they're not thinking about cleaning it up. But then others love the idea of the project and are looking forward to it. So, mm-hmm. It's the type of person.
Taking a canvas and making
right.
it their own versus,
exactly.
We don't really want the headache of putting on a new roof or, whatever. I mean, the buyer is going to be different.
Exactly. And so it's always going to depend on that buyer. I have a mix of both types of customers. So
okay.
It's pretty normal.
Awesome. So as people are preparing to sell the home, staging, is that something that you do as well?
I don't do staging.
Okay.
Mostly because if it's a vacant home, now all of a sudden there's more stuff in there for somebody to go into. We don't want squatters. I'm mixed on that. It does show better with the furniture in, especially when it's put in its perfect place. But I don't know.
Okay. Well, we have about a minute left to this segment. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with before we hit the news break?
Yes. You can reach me, Will Maben, with Cannell & Company Realty at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
All right. And James Dare from Quality Roofing Solutions, how do they get a hold of you one more time?
That's right. You can call my cell number, 850-903-3311.
And they can obviously go to QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
Yep. You can call the office, 850-788-7691. Just make sure you ask for James.
All right. And I believe that is there a calculator on your website that people can kind of break down cost of replacing roofs?
Yeah, we call it InstaQuote. You can scan a QR code or there's a link on the website. It gets you a rough ballpark of what you're looking at to replace your roof. It's fairly accurate. I mean, there's still some, that's why we come out. I am actually the one that comes out and kind of dials that in and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
if you're just curious, that's a perfect way for you to kind of get a ballpark budget number on your house.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And if people want to get a hold of you, James, again, one more time, if they want you to come take a look at their roof and maybe do a quote.
That's right. 850-903-3311.
All right. Thank you both for being here. I know we'll continue on the other side of the news break.
Sounds good.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says a peace deal with Iran could happen over the weekend or it might not happen.
The president spoke in the Oval Office yesterday saying that the United States is very close to making a powerful deal. He added that the Obama deal was a disgrace.
If we can get something down in writing which will accomplish the same thing without killing everybody, I'd like to do that. Most of my people, I think, would like to do that.
And he called a House vote to halt military action on Iran meaningless and unpatriotic with a veto on the way. Trump term one National Security Advisor John Bolton agrees to plead guilty to one of 18 counts of retaining classified information in a deal to avoid prison time. Today's jobless stats grew more than expected. AI was the leading cause of job cuts for the third straight month, yet the Dow soared over 800 points for a new intraday high over 51,500. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 74 degrees, sunny skies right now. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, a man who recently breached the secured parking lot at the Pensacola Police Headquarters and tried to steal an unmarked cruiser told officers exactly what he had in mind. PPD's Mike Wood says cameras made sure it never got too far,
and
though.
He got into a unmarked police vehicle and attempted to steal it. He was quickly apprehended, and while officers were questioning him, he said his intention was to steal that police vehicle and lead them on a chase. So fortunately, that didn't happen.
Wood says the suspect did climb the fence into that secured rear lot on Haines Street, never was able to get the vehicle started, and didn't make it out of the parking lot before being apprehended. The area is monitored by cameras around the clock. Well, Senator Rick Scott says the House vote to impose war powers on President Trump's authority to use military force against Iran will not survive a presidential veto. Scott says the effort is rooted in the same appeasement strategy that he says failed in previous administrations. Scott, during an interview this morning on news radio, said Iran's been at war with the United States for 47 years and says the president has a right to take a firm stance rather than negotiate from a point of weakness. Well, in Pensacola, a man is on trial for the second-degree murder of his father after reportedly telling investigators he shot him because he was stressed out. According to the PNJ, jurors heard a recorded interview on Wednesday in which 26-year-old Jalen Prude told detectives, quote, "I just shot him." His father, Aries Prude, was found shot four times in his living room in June of 2024. Defense attorneys say they believe DNA evidence will create reasonable doubt. It's 10:33. Let's get a look at our forecast from Channel 3.
Calm and comfortable conditions to start things off on your Thursday morning. Temperatures are in the 60s and 70s. First thing, we'll be warming up into the 80s this afternoon. Left with lots of sunshine and little to no chance for any rain. And even as we head into Friday to round out the work week, just a slight chance for a stray shower here and there in the afternoon before those rain chances do go back up this weekend. Meteorologist Marion Caldwell, your WEAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
And we've got 75 degrees. It is mostly sunny right now. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Investors are rotating out of tech stocks today, and that has led to a strong showing by the Dow Industrials so far. The Dow is up more than 800 points. The NASDAQ is just slightly into the red. Chipmaker stocks are on the decline today. As we mentioned, companies like Broadcom, Micron, and Marvell are all lower in Thursday trading. Part of it is tied to Broadcom's quarterly report, which missed on earnings on Wednesday. Its shares are down around 15% so far today. Micron is down more than 6%, while Marvell is off by 5%. The sector may be in a spot where expectations of Wall Street have caught up with the recent chip sector run. Pinterest has signed a cloud services deal with Amazon Web Services. The deal will see Pinterest pay AWS $4 billion through 2031 and receive custom chip processors to help scale its AI operations. Pinterest shares are up more than 6% on the day so far, and that's Your Money Now.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Megan mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, so you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in once again for Meg. Will Maben from Cannell & Company, our guest for this half hour. Also, James Dare from Quality Roofing Solutions. And they take the pressure off of getting a new roof, or maybe taking the pressure off of buying or selling a home. One of the things that we were talking about over the break, obviously, do both of your companies handle commercial and residential real estate, or is it just residential?
We both. Well, do you handle...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
You're all right. I do. I handle both commercial and residential, so we can help out with any kind of condos, apartment complexes, warehouses, anything like that. Roof-wise, we do repairs or replacements on any kind of commercial or residential roof.
Excellent. And, yes, my company and I both do commercial and residential real estate investments. You name it. If it's real estate related, we've got that.
Okay. 437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. What is the local outlook like in Escambia? And, do you also cover Santa Rosa County as well?
I do.
Okay.
I can practice real estate in anywhere in Florida, but I try to stay local into the panhandle.
Okay.
So a lot of great things are going on in our local market. Like I said before, the median prices are continuing to rise. Mm-hmm. We are seeing that steady with interest rates. Hopefully they will ease soon. We'll see. Today is not optimistic, but at least the stock market's doing well.
Yeah. Once the geopolitics settle down a little bit, maybe things will start to kind of go back the other way again.
Exactly. With all of the things to do and our beautiful weather, speaking of which, the beautiful weather today.
Today is incredible.
Right.
I went out this morning and I was like, wait, what happened?
There's no humidity out there. It's brilliant. It may be the last time we get to experience this before, I don't know, November.
That's the only thing that makes me sad about today.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have it tomorrow too.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's probably a good day to do some painting, right, with low humidity?
Well, it's a good day for everything, but it is still hot out there. I would say anything that gets you outside, go do that.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there, enjoy it, because it's going to be humid.
Absolutely.
Almost too humid.
And Will, you were saying that in talking to customers, quite a few of them are looking for pools right now, speaking of the weather.
If you're going to buy a dream home, you may as well throw the pool in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are a lot of people out there looking for the pool homes, especially the investors who are migrating in for second homes or maybe even a retirement home. They're oftentimes looking for pool homes. So if you have one and you're not using it, maybe it's time to sell your home. Give me a call. Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. It's 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. I also have my co-host is Angela Sherrill. She couldn't be here with us today, but her phone number is 850-292-3165.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an amazing realtor as well.
Yes, she is. She's got a lot of energy and a lot of passion for what she does.
Right.
It's always fun when she comes in. So let's maybe touch on roofing a little bit too. So because we were talking about buying or selling a home, you don't necessarily have to be thinking about a full roof replacement, right? You can also maybe just do some basic repairs to a roof.
That's right, James? Oh yeah, yeah. If your roof is, maybe we were talking a little bit ago, probably about like a tree rubbing a roof or something. Mm-hmm. You got a crepe myrtle that's next to your front door that's rubbing on the roof. Knock some shingles off. We handle that. We don't have to do a full replacement if it's not needed. We can do repairs. I actually looked at a apartment complex on Monday. And they had a leak over one of the units. And as I do when I get up onto a building that has multiple units, I usually walk the whole roof. So I started where the leak was at, found the leak, and then I started walking the other side. I got to the other side of the building, and there was a hole in the roof, like an actual hole in the roof.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we gave the owner of the apartment complex an option to replace the whole roof or just to do the repairs. He opted for the repairs for right now. So we're doing a fairly decent size repair on a building.
And what did you find caused the hole in the roof? Was it moisture?
It's a good question. I don't know. There's the plywood, the underlayment, the shingles, everything was missing in this 2-foot by 2-foot area right near the ridge.
Yeah.
So it could have been an animal trying to dig into the roof. It could have been wind. I don't know. It was a mystery. It was definitely not something that I was expecting to see, especially on the opposite side of where the leak was called in.
Right.
Well, and that's a testament to why people want to be on top of their roof maintenance, because critters trying to get into your attic space is a real thing.
Oh yeah. Yep. Oh, I have a really fun story about that. Kind of a 2-part story. I have an apartment complex that I worked with. They called me frantically. Hey, how fast can you put some screens up over the ventilation on this building? I said, pretty quick. Why? What's up? He goes, well, a tenant called. There's a raccoon in the roof, it was a squirrel. There's a squirrel in the roof, and it had dug through the drywall and it's sticking its fingers through the drywall into the tenant's apartment. So they sent me a video. That was pretty funny. So they're like, can you confirm that there's actually squirrels? So when I peeked my head up into the attic, I turned around and there were 3 squirrels looking at me in the attic.
Oh my gosh.
So that was pretty fun. And then the same company had another complex that they told the tenants to stop feeding the raccoons because they were just tearing the place up. Well, they didn't listen, and it finally ended with one of the raccoons falling through a ceiling in the gym and chasing a tenant around the gym while she was trying to work out. This is a funny critter story for you.
Wow. Will they eat the boots still?
Yes, yeah. So if you have lead pipe boots on your roof, they're really good for lasting a long time. They don't wear out. Lead doesn't wear out. But squirrels love the taste of lead, and it sharpens their teeth.
Okay.
And so I've multiple, too many calls to count where you show up and they're like, yeah, I've got a leak. And where's that? The bathroom. You're like, oh, I bet I know what happened. You get there, sure enough, all of the lead is eaten. We're leaving a space around the bathroom vent pipe where water just comes in. And it's pretty funny. They'll get up there and they'll eat the whole thing right off the roof.
We do have a question for James on the text line here, 437-1620, by the way, if you have any questions. How do you feel about a roof revive? I did it and seems to come out well and definitely got rid of all the stains. What's a roof revive, first of all?
It can be a gimmicky thing, and it depends on when you do it, who's doing it, how educated they are, how are they certified, and all that stuff. People will do like a soft wash on their roof. If you get the wrong company, they'll get up there with too much pressure and they'll blow holes through the shingles.
Mm.
And then it all plays into how old your roof is. If your roof is over 15 years old, don't do that. You will decrease the remaining life on your roof. It's at 15 years old, 15, 20 years old, the shingles are too brittle to handle something like that. The roof revive stuff, if it's going to work, it's going to be in the early life of the roof. As shingles, when you take a brand new shingle out of a package, you can flop it around like a piece of paper. Nothing happens to it. When you put it on the roof and over time and years, it starts to harden. It becomes very, very brittle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more you walk on it, the more you introduce like tree branches, pressure washing, chemicals, all that kind of stuff, it just more susceptible to damage on stuff like that. So
they did a follow up. It says it was about 10 years old and it was a soft wash.
Yeah. 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 That's not, I wouldn't say don't do that, but that's 10 years is probably at the latest that I would do that to a roof.
I bet it looks way better though.
It does. Yeah. 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 I mean, you can take care of mold and mildew, algae buildup, different things like that.
And in those cases, you might actually be prolonging life on your roof.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like I said, 10 years is probably the max on that. If you go much past that, you do run a risk at damaging it. But yeah, like I said, it's like solar and roof regeneration stuff. Do your research. Make sure you're hiring the right guy. He's certified. Good reviews. Call
like
a local expert.
Too.
Call Will. Yes. Will knows the guys.
Right. So. All right. Will Maben from Cannell & Company, our guest. Also, James Dare from Quality Roofing Solutions. And, Will, let's talk a little bit more about the active houses that you have on the market right now.
Well, I've got three great ones still on the market. One in Pace. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath, built 2024.
Nice.
It's in the Woodland subdivision.
Okay.
And I guess it's about 1750 square feet. So nice little area, nice house.
The brick home?
No, it's vinyl.
Vinyl, okay.
But everything seems to be in perfect condition. You know, it's still new-ish.
Yeah.
And that house is on the market right now for $315.
Really?
Yes.
That seems like a really good price.
It is a good price for a four-bedroom, two-bath.
Especially in that area, too.
It is. It's a good spot for schools and everything else.
And being 2024, you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Built in 2024. I have one off of Scenic Highway. You know, it sits high above Scenic Highway, one of those houses that when you're driving down Scenic Highway, you look at. Wow. And it has a pool, actually. So
wait, this is one I've looked at for you, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This is a sweet house.
Right. And I like the location, the way it sits at the top of the hill there, and you can still see over the Pensacola Bay. That one is listed a little bit more, but, you know, it's worth it. It's at $625. You're getting a location
I'm
a brand new roof.
I'm going to attest to it, though. Like that, it's a great location, and it is a cool-looking house. Like, this is not...
We already have the quote for the roof.
Oh, okay. Who'd you get to do the quote for you?
Yeah, I reached out to my guy.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
I'm connected.
That's right.
And then I have one in East Hill. It's a beautiful little spot, a four-bedroom, two-bath again, about 2,000 square feet. And that one is listed at $394 right now. It needs some updates and a few deferred maintenance items, but... what a great East Hill place.
Mm-hmm. East Hill is one of those really neat neighborhoods, a lot of community there.
Yes.
A lot of pride in their neighborhood.
And expense goes into it. And so this is one of the best values in East Hill right now.
Okay.
East Hill is great, too, because you're right there by downtown.
Oh, it's close. It's close to everything.
Yeah, you don't have to. Nobody in East Hill has to complain too much about parking because they can just almost walk there pretty much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing homeowners request certain school zones for when they're purchasing? I know that you can't play favorites, but are the customers asking about, like, I want to be closer to Tate High School or I want to be closer to Pensacola High School or things like that?
Well, I will say I always wanted my kids to graduate where I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's been a thing forever. People do want to be closer to the schools. It's a big part of raising kids and life today is going to school and having your kids in school every day. And if you're driving them, if they're walking, those are big factors in finding a location that suits you. And sometimes that's where you also compromise on the house a little bit. And so, you know, it's whatever is the most important.
Yeah, I can tell you when we moved down here, my wife has always been a commuter, so she's always had a 30-minute drive. She's a teacher. So she's always had a 30-minute drive to whatever school she was teaching at, and it's always bugged her for years and years. But we moved to Pensacola. She's now 5 minutes away from the school that she taught at. And when she saw the house that finally became our home, she's like, no, this is the house.
This is the one.
Because I'm super close to work. So
right.
So people do make decisions like that.
Well, and for work as well. Even if you don't work in a school, you may want to be closer to your work or your business. I know I love being close to my business where I can be there in a few minutes in case something happens, or who knows, opportunity knocks.
Absolutely.
Right.
And as we're talking about, you know, buying and selling a home, might need some repairs beforehand. Something that people don't think about very often, but maybe should be, because you want to get that water away from the house, right? Gutters. Talk to me about gutters, James.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gutters are crucial part of integrity for the roof and or for the house itself. Keeps water away from the foundation, helps out with erosion. If you don't like a moat around your house, gutters can help with that. you show up to people's houses all the time, and you're looking at the house and like, yeah, that stupid line right there on the edge of the house, you know, kills all the grass and
the drip line.
Makes it harder to mow and keep the grass even and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, gutters can help with that. And we even can take, you know, we live in Florida, most of it's pretty good. Some of the areas are pretty much a swamp. Mm-hmm. So we can help take the water away from the house as well. We do, we can do underground, drains to get the water away from the house. So you gutter into that and away from the house and stuff like that. So any kind of, drainage solution that you're looking for to get the water that's coming off of the roof away from the house, we can help out with that.
Mm-hmm. Improve drainage.
That's right.
Correct. Yeah. And one thing I'll say about that is, customers seeing a house with gutters, they appreciate the gutters instantly. I don't know that it adds a lot of value, but it does make a buyer like it a little bit more. And yeah, just because it's one of those add-ons that you see, it's effective, and it helps protect your home.
Yeah. It gives a house a clean look.
It does. Mm-hmm.
It really does. Yeah.
I mean, as long as they're clean.
If the gutter is dented, discolored from years of kind of neglect, if it's maybe hanging off of the, what's the part underneath?
Fascia.
Fascia, yep. Thank you. Yeah. That's the word I was going to choose, but I wasn't sure because I'm not a roofing
no,
expert.
You're good.
But seeing that hanging off, I mean, those are things that people will know from the aesthetic of the house as they're walking up to it, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, the first impression you were talking about earlier, gutters will play a huge part of that. If you walk up to a house and everything else is clean, but the gutter over the front door is falling off, you could speak to it, but that would be a first, like, wait a second, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. And then they start looking for what's wrong instead of where their furniture's going to go, and
right,
that sell is lost. And it, unfortunately, it happens that easy.
Yeah.
On a buyer walking through. I want to take a second and introduce Angela Sherrill again. I left her out in the first part of the show, and she's never left out of this conversation. Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165. Or, as she likes to say, go Knowles, ACS, at ATT.net. That was for you, Angela.
I was thinking, too, probably you part of that educational piece you were talking about earlier, you would walk through a home with a potential seller and get a list together for them of things that they needed to do to make sure. Because even as a homeowner, you know, we get that you pull into the same driveway for the same 10 years, and some of that stuff kind of...
You don't even see it
right,
anymore.
You're like, oh, wait a second. Yeah, that is broken.
So, right.
You can help out with making a list like that for
absolutely
them.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes people don't like hearing it, but honesty. You walk in, and my first impression I'm going to talk about, because that's what you're selling a house on, is the first impression. They're not coming in and trying it out for 2 or 3 days. They're looking at it for a few minutes and deciding, yes or no, I can live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that few minutes is important.
Yeah, don't call a realtor that tells you what you want to hear.
Right.
Call a realtor who's going to tell you what you need to hear.
Right. It's not always the popular answer, but
right,
it's the honest one and right, usually the most effective.
Yeah, what's that they say about lawyers? If you're going and you need a lawyer, you kind of want to feel a little slimy after you leave the meeting with the lawyer because you want him to be nasty and good for you. But with a realtor, you want somebody who's going to be honest, not tell you stuff that makes you feel good.
Right, just to sell.
Yeah.
That's last thing we want to do.
That's right.
Is just sell a house. So we do that all the time. It's help customers.
Yeah.
And Will, how do you feel about when posting the home on the MLS about professional photography? Professional photography okay? Cell phones okay?
I wasn't going to talk about this, but I believe that we're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
I could run and take a quick picture of a house, but there's a professional that is going to take pictures much better than I do. So I only do professional photography for my houses, and I only go top notch on my listings. So I believe that as a professional, you have to use professionals.
Okay, sounds good.
Do they do drone?
Absolutely. They'll do all of it, the drone footage. And I've tried. I'm not good at getting that picture where it makes your room look twice the size that it actually is. But they are certainly able to do that in some cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what should homeowners do with their stuff during showings? I mean, some of the personal pictures and things like that. Should they be having those family photos up, or should they be removing kind of that personal touch that they put on their home?
Well, one more time, that's just an opinion, however they feel best about it. I'm a private person, so I would remove it, but
yeah.
Others aren't. And ultimately, you're also working on moving in the same process. So some of that stuff isn't coming down to hide it. It's coming down to go ahead and pack it up because you're taking it with you. The house does need to feel like home until that time happens. So I would say you don't pack anything that you're going to want or need. If it makes you happy having it hanging on the wall, leave it there. Mm-hmm. It is your home still.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a mixed bag on that. I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer there. Now, personal effects, I wouldn't leave jewelry laying around in my home. Somebody could pick that up, and, you know, it takes a second. If it's large, I as a realtor would see somebody carrying it off. But if it's a ring that's sitting on a table, I might not see that, and it's gone forever. So I would say don't leave jewelry laying around. Make sure your valuables are put up. But as far as personal pictures and that stuff, I don't see any harm in it. And it would be kind of weird if somebody stole those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So did you have something you wanted to add, James? Or
I was just imagining somebody walking off with my family portrait.
Exactly. Well, it's a big family.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. It's an interesting stock photo you got in there.
Right. So, hey, I recognize them.
That's right.
What steps does Cannell & Company take to help people market their homes?
Well, Cannell & Company is our managing broker.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the steps are usually taken by the individual agent. Cannell & Company makes sure that we do our stuff right and have all of our documents in order, and they are the management side of the business. But as far as getting a house seen out there, I'm doing it. Lots of social media marketing, print, radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly out there doing something.
Yeah.
And you can actually see me at Bubba's. So I'm now at the Bubba's 33 on their screen as a realtor.
Oh, nice.
Now I'm going to have to go eat at Bubba's.
Right? Hey, there's lots of things that we do to promote.
Do you do a lot of open houses?
I'm pretty busy, so I don't.
Okay.
But I let people do open houses in my listings.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. And then if people need help with financing, is that something you can help connect them to?
Absolutely. Again, I'm the guy who knows the guy. And it's in every situation. So financing to a key maker, you name it, I've got the connection for that. My name's Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
James Dare, Quality Roofing, 850-903-3311. And Angela Sherrill?
Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach her at 850-292-3165 or GoKnowlesACS@att.net. Thanks for joining us.